We're joined now in the studio by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we always talk business and business development and stuff every couple of weeks, but we are joined today by a special guest because Halloween is coming up in just 11 days. So Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue joining us as well. How are you?
Good afternoon.
And Homegrown Halloween is the official name for it. This next Saturday, October 31st, beginning at 8:30, running until 11. So, Chief, let's start with you. What are the parameters? What do people need to know?
Well, you just gave important information, 8:30 to 11. This year, we're backing up our street closure time. The last couple of years, it's been to 11:30 or 12. This year, we're backing up by a half an hour because although we've found the last few years have been pretty smooth, we also have seen the numbers of alcohol-related calls, I won't say creeping up, I'll say rocketing up, particularly around 11 o'clock at night and well into the evening. So this year, we're going to try to start ramping things down a little bit earlier, acknowledging that it's a Saturday and folks perhaps have arrived a little earlier. They'll get an opportunity to enjoy people watching and enjoying costumes. But around 11 o'clock, we're going to start trying to return the town to normal business.
And I think people who have been in Chapel Hill for a long time already kind of know the story, but it's a transient community, so let's rehash. Back a few years ago, around 2007, 2008 or so, this was a huge, huge raucous party, to say the least, on Franklin Street. What, 70, 80,000 people would come out, and town and the police and downtown businesses and people have come together to make it a little bit smaller party, right, over the last few years. And what's the attendance now? About 30,000, give
30-ish,
or take?
30-ish. You know, yeah. Crowd estimating is more art than science, but at least we're consistently artful from year to year. So I'd say around 30 or so last year, and we expect around the same this year.
Still a really cool party. So head out to Franklin Street again. The rule is if you can walk to Franklin Street, you are absolutely invited. If you have to drive to get downtown, a little bit more difficult, right?
It is difficult.
We're a lot more difficult.
It really is a lot more difficult. And the idea being to try to make it as homegrown as possible. So parking is limited downtown. We have a finite amount of spaces. Those fill up early. We also put in a pretty restrictive traffic diversion plan, and that will happen even earlier this year. And I want to remind people why that is, because the neighborhoods immediately adjacent to our downtown have significant impacts as a result of the Halloween event. So we put a lot of energy and resources into parking control monitors at the entrance areas into neighborhoods all around our downtown. That'll happen earlier this year, too, because what we found when this event was at its peak is that people would come out the morning after Halloween, residents, and find people passed out in their yards, cars parked on their grass, trash and debris all over these residential neighborhoods. And we really want to be attentive to that. So this year, traffic diversion will extend farther out of the city center. It will happen earlier. The neighborhood parking attendance will be in place earlier, and parking downtown, as always, will be severely limited. So if you can walk, it's probably the event for you. If you have to drive, it may not be the event for you.
And that goes for like shuttles and buses and things that would come into town, also going to be diverted too, right?
Exactly.
Right. All right, we're speaking with Chief Chris Blue of the Chapel Hill Police, also Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and I'll turn to you now because this is, again, as with so many big things in Chapel Hill, it's a public-private partnership to make this happen. So that's what's the role of the Downtown Partnership? What's the role of business and merchants?
Yeah, absolutely. We partner with the town and the police department and the merchants to provide them the information about the logistics of the event. They want to know how their employees are going to get there, what time they need to be, where they can park. They want to know if their patrons can still get there. And, you know, there's different issues for East versus West Franklin Street on Halloween evening. A lot of the West Franklin businesses are still, you know, having dinner and people are getting downtown. Those lots are accessible. It's a little bit different on the East side. And so we are really here in that partnership to keep everybody informed.
What is the experience of businesses on Franklin Street on Halloween? It's a huge night. There's tens of thousands of people. That is a great business opportunity, but it also presents a lot of challenges, too.
Sure. I think that it is, for some businesses, it's a fantastic night. A lot of the bars and the restaurants and the clubs do private events because they don't want that just constant flow in and out of people that are down there. So they have a private event that's very profitable for them. Other businesses see a lot of activity prior to Halloween. Some of our retailers see a lot of activity of people buying costumes and accessories. And that whole week prior to the actual night, you know, every trivia night is Halloween themed. We've got scary movies playing in different venues. Lots of costume parties that happen, you know, in some of the retailers prior to. So it's good for business leading up to it. On the night of, there are certain businesses that do well and others that you know, don't, because they're not even open on, you know, that time of the evening no matter what. So it's kind of just with any kind of big event or holiday, it's mixed for our different businesses.
How has that changed in the last few years with the homegrown Halloween regulations going in? I know one of the impeti behind these the new regulations, the gaggle of regulations mm-hmm. that have come in, is that businesses were having issues as well as police and everyone else. So how has it affected them in terms of the challenges that they face on Halloween? How has it affected business?
Well, I think some of the things that we encourage the businesses to do, like charge a cover fee, mm-hmm. Stop letting people in at 1 a.m., and the convenience stores and those that sell alcohol to stop selling alcohol, some businesses have really embraced that. That gives them more sense of control of what's happening that evening with their own patrons. And we've seen a lot of support when we first implemented those with the merchants, and many of them still continue to do it, and we're glad to see that happening. And I think when you talk about having 30,000 people in one block radius in downtown, there's only a certain amount of threshold that all businesses could even have at capacity with people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a bar that has the capacity to have 60 people in it, they're going to be packed and they're going to serve those 60 patrons and they're going to do well. But when we're talking the excessive amount of tens of thousands of people, they're not in the businesses for that 3 hours. They are walking up and down Franklin Street. So it's a whole different, you know, thing when we talk about what we're trying to reduce is the excessive amount of people that are just there and potentially coming inebriated, coming not sober, and that being having a real safety challenge.
Speaking with Meg McGurk for the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership and Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue. Again, Halloween is next Saturday, October 31st. townofchapelhill.org/Halloween is the website if you want all of the information, the regulations, all of the details about the party on Franklin Street. Chief, I know this is a huge, huge night for the Chapel Hill Police. Logistically, how huge mm-hmm. is it of a night for the Chapel Hill Police?
Well, it's the biggest night of the year for us and for lots of other departments, too. So I do want to mention, you know, we're the lead agency, but we couldn't do this event without UNC Department of Public Safety, our town transit folks, Parks and Rec, Landscape, Fire, certainly Orange County EMS. And, you know, we send out invitations to probably 12 or 15 surrounding law enforcement agencies, asking them to send us officers to assist with this event, because we generally try to staff up to about 300 police officers, and mm-hmm. we only have 120 or so in Chapel Hill. So it's the biggest night of the event for us from a planning point of view, and we really plan year-round for this event. As soon as this is over with, we will start debriefing this event and planning for next year. So it's as big as it gets, and we're real pleased with the efforts we've undertaken to make it more manageable. It still is one that causes us great concern and nervousness. I look forward to November 1st.
And again, 300 police officers out on Franklin Street. How many, you mentioned 120 police officers on the force, but not all of them are working at any on any given night. So on a usual night, how many are out?
18.
Wow.
Something like that.
So we're talking, what, like 15, 20 times almost as many?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But in a crowd of 30,000, mm-hmm.
yeah,
they look real small, real fast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. All right. Well, we're speaking again with Police Chief Chris Blue and Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. 8:30 to 11 p.m. is when the homegrown Halloween party is going to be taking place on Saturday, October 31st, downtown Franklin Street. What else do people need to know about the party, about the regulations, the festivities, anything else?
There's a lot of safety measures in place. If your costume is fantastic, but it requires something that looks like a weapon or could be used as a weapon, don't bring it. Don't bring animals, even if they're part of your costume. Don't bring alcohol. That's not permitted in the area. For our businesses, we encourage them to bring in their sidewalk dining, tables and chairs to take down awnings or signs. Some of the businesses don't serve in glasses or bottles. They use plastic cups to kind of reduce that impact. you know, there's lots of other things that we just want people to be aware of.
That's a great list. I would also say, you know, we've set up kind of checking stations around the perimeter of the event to check for all those items that Meg talked about. We also asked people to let us look in their bags. Mm-hmm. Recent national events look at the Boston Marathon bombing. It's a great example of what can happen in a crowd when somebody brings something in that wasn't checked. So we take that very seriously. So we do ask that folks understand and are patient with us. If you're coming into the event area and you've got a backpack, we're going to ask you to let us look in it before we'll let you come in. You don't have to let us look in it, but you can't come in. And that's okay. You can take it back to your dorm or your car, or your house or whatever. But that's the intent behind that and all of these measures is to keep it safe. And so far, we've been pretty successful with that as a community. We don't take credit for that. It is a community effort. And we want this year to be the safest yet.
townofchapelhill.org/Halloween for all of the information you need about Homegrown Halloween, which, again, next week, Saturday, October 31st. Chief Blue, Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.